Australia's role as a potential energy exporter is expected to be among the topics up for debate when the nation's energy ministers meet in Perth tomorrow. But some of the country's most influential businesses have been conducting their own talks, which they say puts them on a much clearer path to policy certainty. It comes as two Australian billionaires join a multi-billion dollar venture, which could see the country's solar energy exported to Singapore. Gavin Coote reports.
Businessman Mike Cannon-Brooks says the idea of exporting sunlight to Singapore might raise eyebrows. But the Australian billionaire says, like coal or gas, sunshine is a commodity Australia has in plentiful supply.
We're a nation of exporters. We have been for 200 years. How are we going to be for the next 200 years? A big part of that has to continue to be energy exports. There'll just probably be sun and wind and other forms of renewable energy.
The co-chief executive of the tech company Atlassian has tipped millions of dollars into a solar farm planned for the Northern Territory and touted as the world's biggest. And he's not alone in his commitment to renewables. He's been joined in that venture by mining magnate Andrew Twiggy Forrest. Their ultimate aim is to export solar energy to Singapore via a 4,500-kilometre underwater cable.
Look, it paves the way for a vision for Australian economic prosperity in the future, I think. And this is a lighthouse project on a global scale of how that could happen in Australia.
The transition to renewable energy was the hot topic at a conference in Sydney last night, where more than 100 business leaders gathered, among them representatives of the big four banks, tech giants Apple and Google, and food manufacturers. Former Liberal leader John Hewson, who now chairs the peak body Sustainable Business Australia, says they've grown tired of waiting for the government to lead that transition.
It was inevitable that when there's a vacuum at the political level that business is going to fill it. And I don't know how much of a tin ear you can have to hear BHP say that it's time you put a price on carbon, or it's time, or we intend to get out of thermal coal or whatever, and not see that that's a significant change. And the people that are here, the companies that are represented here, are moving in that direction.
Michael Liebreich is the founder of the London-based tech firm Bloomberg New Energy Finance. He says business has no choice but to step in.
It is unbelievable how you can have a country with such cheap solar power, such cheap wind power, frankly, such cheap natural gas, and yet you have high electricity prices and an unreliable grid. I mean, how do you do that? That is a governmental failure. And the companies saying we want to move faster is exactly the sort of signal that's required.
But the federal government says it does have its own clean energy plan. And it's talking up the role of hydrogen as a new export to power trucks, trains and cars across the globe. That's expected to be a major talking point when the nation's energy ministers gather at the Council of Australian Governments meeting in Perth tomorrow.
Gavin Coote reporting there.